You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams will join us in about 15 minutes from right now. Dog Nation Daily podcast host every single Tuesday at 1:20 to talk Georgia football. Obviously, we'll still react to what happened on Saturday with Kentucky and start looking ahead to Auburn on Saturday night as well. The AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open. You can call us and ask us anything you want. We'll get back into the big story of the day in a couple of
this
minutes.
This came out last week. We were just talking about John Gruden, because I just saw him saying Duval and congratulations. I was like, that story came out last week.
Uh-huh.
Like, John Gruden don't want money.
Nope.
John Gruden got plenty of money.
A lot of money.
He wants it back in blood, Andy.
And he's like, well,
yeah.
I mean,
he wants it back in blood.
To be fair, they kind of did put a hit out on
they
him.
They did. Like
the NFL flat out tried to scapegoat. Now the emails were definitely he sent them. So
yes,
I'm not trying to make excuses.
But it was a whole bunch of emails.
And we may find out.
Yeah. And so
what
those
other emails
they
were.
They better hope he get an SEC job or something.
Uh-huh.
Because if he ain't employed by nobody, he's coming for everything.
Yeah,
especially
with
this new ruling.
He is employed because he's doing some of this stuff too, which he's also very good at, like a good analyst and is sort of a good character in that way. Yeah, I mean, the next step for the NFL, if I understand it correctly, and I'm not going to sit here and try to act like I'm some expert in this, because I'm certainly not, but it's the Supreme Court.
Yes.
the NFL really want John Gruden to take him to the Supreme Court?
I don't know.
I don't think they want that.
What
they want to settle.
He's not going to
settle.
Unless they come with some ridiculous
or
amount.
Or a job.
There's no way he's coaching the NFL again.
You think what's more likely? They go to the Supreme Court and all these emails become public? Or
you think
they find him the job with the Jets?
That's probably. You think they call like Stephen Ross or
whatever.
Or Woody.
Whatever emails.
Hey, listen here, bro. Listen here, man. They don't got to take us on. Hey,
here's the deal: your emails are in there too.
Yeah, so you want to see you, or you want to get this man there. Now, no, he's a good coach.
You want people to hear what you called that secretary in an email?
He's a good coach now.
He's a good coach.
All right,
he's guaranteed you a playoff berth in the first three years.
Yeah,
and we will.
Because you in there?
No international games. You don't have to go international.
Right.
We will, I don't know. We'll throw in some extra national televised games.
We'll try to get you an extra.
You're
going to
get a Super Bowl.
Yes, but. Somebody got to hire him, all right, because this man won't get off our ass.
Yep.
Yeah, John ain't – he's not going away.
He's
not going away.
He's won multiple legal decisions along the way, every single one of them. Because you know the NFL's tried to buy off the
– Oh, yeah.
Along the process.
Yes, they tried to buy him off. They done got offered so many settlements to John Gruden. No, I'm good.
That's not.
Nah, I'm straight. No, Roger. I want my day in court shaking his fist. Shaking his fist and making that face, that Chucky face.
Oh, yeah. That's the last thing they want. Maybe they can find him a job in Chapel Hill.
I mean.
It seems like that one's going to be open pretty soon.
And I have a lot of just admiration for Bill as a football coach, as a football mind.
Yeah.
But this is.
As everyone should.
As everyone should. Because I'm not going to let this, whatever's going on in North Carolina, take away from what I think of Bill as a football mind, as a football coach. But this is getting pretty bad.
It's getting pretty bad.
And it's getting pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing in that whole grumpiness and cut off sleeve sweatshirts and all that, do your job and honest and that. All that's cool when you're losing. I mean, when you're winning. But I don't know how true that was about what happened with Drake May as far as didn't want North Carolina. Because, you know, usually when you do something good in the pros,
right,
your college team will tweet something or put something out there. I don't know how.
There's rumors, if people hadn't heard, there's rumors that he instructed North Carolina football people to not tweet anything about Patriots stuff, which obviously Drake May, North Carolina, like, played a great game, beat Josh Allen.
I don't know how true that is. Would I be surprised? No.
Exactly. The fact that it's even possible with everything else that's gone on is bad.
And they did it anyways.
Right.
And if he did that, now note, he is the ultimate micromanager. So he knows everything. Like they was telling me, like, Bill down to the socks knew everything. Why?
What?
I mean, I understand why the Patriots. I know you're mad with them.
I guess.
I get, like, all that.
I don't know.
But it's gonna
who do you think you're serving
exactly
by doing that?
It's gonna be hard as hell for him to continue as head coach of North Carolina, because he's going to lose his team.
Well, and the reason we bring this up now, not just to pile on, is that there's another report about the Hulu documentary that he and his
Jordan.
People, Jordan, Jordan. Had sort of put together. They're scrapping it. They're saying we're not doing that anymore, which is such a bad look. Like, you're so sure that it's going to be pretty good enough to where you want it documented so people can watch and celebrate you and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it's gone so much more sideways than you thought it would, that you don't even want people to see it. Now, they've been filming.
Yep.
So there's footage.
Yep.
Somebody's going to get their hands on
TMZ. It. TMZ.
If TMZ's got Mark Sanchez walking down the hallway stabbed up, Duke University is going to get their hands on that Bill Belichick
somehow,
North Carolina football
somehow
footage. One way or another. It is. It's in my opinion, and I know a lot of people feel a lot of different ways about Bill Belichick. That's fine. However you stand on the Bill Belichick sort of legacy issue, whatever conversation, is totally fine. That's your prerogative. But this is an unfitting final act for a great football coach.
Yeah,
like,
man,
it's just messy and embarrassing. You said it. It's the right word. It sucks. I don't know.
It just seems like it was going back to when we originally heard the reports he was going to. I'm like, no, man, for real, that ain't gonna happen. It has been like, what good has happened since he's been there that you can think of?
I can think of one good thing.
I mean, he knew her before that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he knew her before that.
But, you know, when all this goes away, that does too, right?
No, she ain't leaving Bill.
She's okay.
She was with Bill before this.
Uh-huh.
She ain't leaving Bill for this.
Okay.
You
think that bond is so strong that when he's no longer capable of providing the limelight, that they're still going to be bonded up?
She was with Bill before, all right?
Before what?
She was with Bill before North Carolina, all right?
Yeah, when he was the legendary Bill Belichick.
He still is. Come on now.
He is.
He still is. But she was at Nantucket with him and all that.
Which is exactly what I would be doing if I was him.
I'm sitting there chilling with her.
He's got a house on Nantucket and tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank.
And her.
Go golf.
No,
hang out.
Just go look at her all
day. Drink some wine.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't do it all day.
Yeah, dog.
You got to mix a little cardio in there. Well, that is cardio,
please.
I guess.
You
got to be careful, though, if you're Bill.
You
know how much pharmaceuticals it takes for that to take place?
I mean, Bill got the best medicine money can buy. Bill's all right.
BlueChew.com, promo code Andy.
There we go. Bill got his cholesterol pills and all that stuff.
Carolina Blue Chew.
Man, I'm just saying, dog. It's just... Mm-mm.
Yeah, here we're making fun of him again. I can't help myself. Let's get to the big story.
It's easy.
Get to the big story of the day.
It's easy.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Three to the right, one to the left. Dropping is Trevor. Looking, steps up. He's going to run it. Trevor to the 5-yard line. Trevor stays on his feet. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Trevor Lawrence, a 10-yard touchdown run. And Jacksonville is in the end zone again.
Real quick, before we get that, some kind of breaking news. This is pretty funny, though. According to make sure it's him. It is him. Ian Rappaport, the Bengals are trading for Joe Flacco. And it's the real Ian Rappaport. It's his account.
What?
Yeah.
That'll fix it. I would pay not that much money, but I'd pay $20 to see Ja'Marr Chase read that tweet, to see him react to that. Yeah, I'd pay for that. I'd pay a pay-per-view subscription to see him respond to that information.
That was pretty funny, though.
That's the answer, huh?
Yeah.
You know what the other big news is now? Shador is going to be on the active game day roster.
Oh my God! Are we going? Oh my God! That's a whole week's worth right there.
Probably asking
questions.
What did
Dylan Gabriel's performance do for the status of like? Go in there, whoever you're meeting. Shador, bring your ass over here.
Oh yeah.
All right, come on, go work out. Yeah, or go something.
Go do some treatment.
Go do some treatment with all the meetings in here.
Yeah.
All right, you're the third string quarterback. Yeah, nobody's talking to me. Dumbass.
First
media.
Of all, they shouldn't be talking to him either.
Anyway,
like,
yes.
If you recall when Michael Penix was named the starter last year, Smoking Joe Patrick wasn't in the locker room interviewing Easton Stick or whoever. Who was it last year? I don't even remember. Who was the third string Falcons quarterback last year? Whoever it was, they didn't shove a microphone in his face and ask him about it.
Yes.
I'm not naive enough to sit here and think that what I'm comparing is the same thing, but it also kind of is, though.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, the comments of the third-string quarterback don't have to be relevant unless you make them, so leave them alone. And then, you know, I don't know.
Uh-oh. So Shador's the backup. All right.
Whatever, man. There's not a chance that they bring someone in and put him above Shador,
right? Ain't Bailey Zappi there?
I mean, there's a chance. There's a chance. I don't know.
That would be tough.
I don't know, man. It's all a bunch of mess, man.
Yeah. It's the Cleveland Browns quarterback
freaking
room.
Browns.
It's been a mess.
Yes.
You know
how long
I mean?
Till Deshaun Watson's back healthy?
Is he the guy? Because it's only about time before he's clear, right?
A couple weeks, right?
It's actually a great point. Like, they haven't come up with a better plan. Like, they've tried a little bit, kind of, knowing that he was hurt and hadn't played good and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so
he might be their best option in 4 weeks.
The Browns are trading Joe Flacco and a sixth rounder to the Bengals for a fifth rounder.
All right. There you have it.
There you have it. It's like, I mean, he got to be better than what they got, right?
Sure, but like, you know.
I think Jameis is that much more expensive.
Yes.
You think so?
I would think.
Huh.
Fourth rounder?
Maybe a fourth.
Yeah.
Maybe a fourth.
It's worth it.
It's worth it.
It would be worth it.
If it ain't worth it more than just the press conferences.
Yeah, right.
Because you know Jameis going to find a way to put like chili in some of his speeches.
Sure.
Joey B is looking at like December.
Okay. But
so
I mean,
that's,
you know,
five, 6 more weeks.
Yeah, but if they're 2-11, you know, who cares?
Yeah,
might as well just shelf him. Jameis could include Bengal Tigers into some sermons.
So just great.
Skyline chili. What else? There's all kinds of possibilities. The icky shuffle, but he could make it somehow about modern times. There's a lot of possibilities here.
And Cincinnati call themselves the Queen City, too.
They do.
Do they?
Yep, they do.
I'm sure he'll work that in.
How many Queen Cities do we have?
It's like five.
Charlotte's the Queen City?
Only one I didn't recognize is Charlotte.
Okay.
Wait, what? Charlotte, Chocolate City?
I thought that was D.C.
That's D.C.
D.C. is
Chocolate City.
Yeah.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Woo-hoo-woo. I like city nicknames.
Oh, dude, chocolate. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays. The NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus for all your local games every Sunday. Go to ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
Brandon Adams is going to
say it like that,
though. You say it. Perfect. I'll just let you say it. Brandon Adams will join us next. We'll talk some Georgia football with him. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.